Johnson Shut-In State Park is part of the St. Francis Mountains. By far, the most common natural community you will find in these mountains are woodlands. Throughout these woodlands, pockets of dry glades dot the landscape. During your walk on the 1.5-mile Horseshoe Glade Trail, we will introduce you to the mosaic of woodlands and glades that are characteristic of these ancient mountains. Woodland Stop 1. You are now standing in a woodland community called a dry mesic igneous woodland. The dry mesic means the soils are deeper, richer, and more moist than on the ridgetop. Igneous describes the underlying rock that is of volcanic origin. These soils support tall trees whose canopy blocks the sun. Very few smaller plants can take root. Fire is a natural occurrence that creates open space between the trees, allowing the sun to reach the forest floor. This light encourages the growth of wildflowers and other plants. Woodland Stop 2. This open area before you is called a canopy gap. As time passes, age, wind, and weather cause trees to die and fall. The canopy gap provides light, which allows suppressed tree saplings to reach for the sky and wildflowers to thrive. Through time, this process creates an ever-changing mosaic that benefits native plants and animals. Glade Stop 1. You are looking at Horseshoe Glade. Glades are dry, rocky openings in a woodland and are found throughout Missouri. While glades can occur on limestone, dolomite, or chert, most glades here in the St. Francis Mountains are igneous glades. The rocks on Horseshoe Glade are covered in lichens. Lichens can actually break down rock. Some of them grow very slowly, sometimes as little as 1/2 inch per year. Take care to stay on the trail to avoid trampling these ancient lichens. Glade Stop 2. While it may look like a harsh environment, glades actually harbor many unique plants and animals. Park staff work hard to manage and protect delicate communities like glades. The biggest threat is invading trees such as red cedar and sumac. Without periodic prescribed fires, these trees would take over the glade, making the sunny haven too shady for most of its inhabitants. Woodland Stop 3. The natural community in front of you is called a dry, igneous woodland. Shortleaf pine, stunted post oak, and other native plants are able to thrive in areas with dry, shallow soils and low levels of nutrients. This dry, igneous woodland and the igneous glade are part of a larger landscape in which the periodic prescribed burns are used to manage and maintain a healthy, diverse environment. Glade Stop 3. Glades range in size from very small, like this one, to glade complexes larger than Horseshoe Glade. Small glades can be very diverse. For this reason, park staff work hard to manage and protect these unique communities. While many glades are threatened by trees that take years to invade, this small glade has to cope with an invader that can destroy it in hours. Look closely and hope you don't notice overturned rocks and uprooted plants, a sure sign that feral hogs have been at work. These voracious invaders are an increasingly serious problem in the St. Francis Mountains. Active management preserves these beautiful and rugged landscapes. A strong commitment to stewardship helps Johnson Shut-In State Park remain one of the finest examples of Missouri's natural landscapes, both today and for many generations to come.